Greetings to all of you in Oklahoma, and special congratulations to the 8 outstanding Oklahomans who've been inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight. I was a part of that ceremony myself back in 1975 when my good friend Holmes Tuttle was inducted. It was a wonderful, moving experience, and all of you should be proud to have been selected for this very special honor. Members of the Hall of Fame represent the spirit that built our great country, that transformed a savage wilderness into a dynamo of prosperity and freedom. It has been your drive and determination, your faith and imagination, that made it possible for this country to produce the kind of free, abundant life our people enjoy today. I hope that by recognizing your achievements, we'll inspire future generations of Americans to keep building this country we all love so much. It's a special treat to be part of Oklahoma's 75th birthday tonight. And what a remarkable event this really is. Only 75 years, and look what you've accomplished. There are thousands of people in this country who are old enough to remember when Oklahoma was still 2 territories. Now, I'm not one of them, you understand, but 75 is young and looking younger all the time. In that short time, you've built a great state. You've discovered and developed oil and gas and coal and many other natural resources. You've taken land and worked it so that it feeds millions in this country and around the world. You've produced people who have made major contributions in every aspect of American life. The 8 honorees here tonight are the best evidence of that. Celebrations like this one should give us all hope for the future, because clearly that great Oklahoma spirit is still alive and well. Sure, we've seen some hard times and things aren't perfect right now, but we've overcome bigger obstacles in the past, and we're going to do it again. And as usual, you folks in Oklahoma are leading the way. The Oklahoma Heritage Association is doing an outstanding job of preserving your pioneering heritage through its sponsorship of this fine event each year and in many other activities. I understand that the association functions without any state or federal funding, and of course, that sounds good to me. Many opportunities come my way because of the office I hold. Tonight, I want you to know it's a great feeling to be an honorary Okie, if even for just one evening. Since I can't qualify to be one for more than an evening, I'll just say this. You're doing fine, Oklahoma. Keep it up. A happy Diamond Jubilee year to each and every one of you.